This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McNair is warming up the palm.
Yes.
For some spring rhubarb.
Yes.
Forced rhubarb.
Forced rhubarb, yeah. So this is the lovely, just at this time of year, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the good old raunchy summer rhubarb.
Raunchy rhubarb.
You know, it's raunchy.
No, I have to say, in all the years, it's not an adjective that I've used in association with rhubarb.
You know what I mean?
Rhubarb,
it's got a bit of life about it. It's a bit, you know, it's a bit exciting. But this one is very delicate. So let's say...
Demure.
I think I'm more like the summer rhubarb. This would be more of a supermodel rhubarb.
Okay. You know, this would be like Ascot. Yes, this would be like Ascot rhubarb.
It'd be like one of Ciara's hats. Yeah, whereas I'd be more of a, probably a... flat cap or you know, a grey one.
Yeah.
So we're concentrating on this time, because at this time of year I just love it. I think it just brightens up the day, doesn't it? You know, this, I just, and it's here, it's around for about 6 weeks. You can get it all year round, but it'll come from Holland. But at this time of year, you get the, it's from England, or they actually can get Irish forced rhubarb now, which is a new thing. I remember doing it years ago myself, actually, and you get this big, like a terracotta pot. And it's like, you know, like it's about, you know, about the height, comes up to your chest, that height, and you put that over the top of it, and
so you're filling the rhubarb then into thinking.
Fill it in, and then they have these sheds in Yorkshire, and you can actually hear them creaking, the actual rhubarb, you know, and so it's just lovely.
Where did your obsession with rhubarb actually begin?
When I lived in Manchester, actually, I did actually, because it was and there was a variety called Timperley, which is near where I live. So it was like, I just love it. I think it's my favourite ingredient, and it's.
And does our rhubarb, if I have rhubarb grown in the garden and just putting the compost or manure or whatever on it and growing it and growing it and growing it, where does that rhubarb be ready?
That's summertime, yeah, sort of July.
So this is a wee chance to get a taste
this
of summer.
This is just a nice bit
at the beginning of spring.
It's not as robust, but it's got that the beautiful flavour, and rhubarb is an Asian vegetable, so it'll take up flavours like you know, it's good with other flavours. So I'm pairing it with
ginger, rhubarb,
perfect. Actually, lemongrass. If you poach it with a wee bit of lemongrass, I've done it with orange, John. So
oh,
all I did was just zest and juice of an orange, sugar, and the rhubarb, and just cook it gently in a pan.
So you get this, stew it.
Yeah, just nice, and it's get that lovely. Look at that colour. It's just beautifully pink, and it's actually not unlike your hat, isn't
right
it?
Enough.
Just
it would go with the hat.
It would go. I don't want to ruin your good hat.
She's back sewing away.
If you had a hat to wear with that rhubarb, with that Ciara's hat,
yeah,
that lovely mauve hat.
Yeah. Spill it down your dress.
So that's already done, John. So that's all cooked and cool. And then I made some meringues. So these are coconut meringues. So again, just a meringue. So egg white, whisk it up, and then mix, add your sugar, and then desiccated coconut. And the desiccated coconut gives you that lovely chewy meringue, which
lovely.
I, you know, nice and...
Yeah.
You get nice crisp on the outside, but when you cut into this, it'll be lovely and chewy, which I really like. So, and then plum and rhubarb go well together, and plum and orange go well together. Plum and coconut go well together. So this is all I've done research this week to make sure all these flavours work
mix
well.
Mix and match.
Yeah. So what I did was, and why I did this was because I had some plums in the fridge that were, you know, they were getting there. Mm-hmm. They're still okay, but I didn't want to waste them. Yeah, hanging in there. So just I cooked them down with some sugar, and then blended that up. And if you sort of ripple that through some whipped cream,
so you get this kind of raspberry,
so you get a kind
cream.
Of a plum ripple. So what we do is just a nice.
Is that
hot,
frozen or is that
no? It's no. Just fresh cream and just and then just a nice hot spoon. Just dip your spoon into. And then just curl that over, right? So that's your...
That wee... I love... You see, that's the... Quenelle. That's the art. Oh. A quenelle.
Or a rocher, if you do it in a rocher.
It's
yeah,
like
if you
that
do
wee... I don't know what... Just like, it's like a wee small stone-shaped...
That's it. Just
lump.
A wee egg shape, isn't it? Yeah.
Of cream
yes,
sitting
it.
On top of the
but
coconut meringue.
The key is to dip it into boiling water and then just scoop uh-huh. it out. And then a scoop of the orange-scented rhubarb on top of that.
Orange-scented rhubarb and plum cream. On top of a coconut meringue.
Looks good.
Wow, looks good.
Do you know?
There you are. Trouble.
Spring's not bad. I kind of like spring so far.
So that's, you know, and the other thing, if you just want to make that rhubarb up, I would advise you to make a lot of that rhubarb, you know, make the rhubarb up and bottle it, you know, a nice sterilised bottle, and then you have it all year round. And there's nothing as nice, you know, sort of come November when
Is
you get the nice...
Is it because that... Early in the year, that's
yes,
so light.
It's so delicate.
I mean, it's light and it's floral.
It's beautiful.
And fragrant. And
yeah.
Would it go on a slice of soda?
Yes.
Well,
it would.
Do, John, yeah.
Yeah, it would actually. Nice bit of toasted soda, some of that there.
Ever.
Yeah. Everything goes well in a bit of toasted soda, John.
Or actually,
it?
You could do the cream.
The
you could
cream.
Do like a cream scone. You could have
yes.
a cream toasted
yeah.
soda,
bit of
cream
rhubarb,
on top of it, and
of
then your.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
That compote would be nice with lots of things. It would be nice with a scone, a bit of cream. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice with just with some ice cream, you know, just drizzled over some ice cream. That rhubarb as well is actually nice with savoury things. So, like, if you have a bit of mackerel, I was down in St George's Market this morning, the beautiful new season mackerel,
delicious.
And the rhubarb, just cook it down into a puree. Really beautiful.
Yeah.
The nice zingy rhubarb cuts through the mackerel. And if you have a wee bit of cardamom in that, just brings it out too. So yeah, I see this time of year, honestly, John,
winter's gone,
my obsession.
It's
yes, look at that there. That's spring.
Absolutely,
it's just,
and
it's nice. It's St Bridget's Day. It's the start of the spring. Mm-hmm. So there we are. We're
Love
good.
It.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.